Well, the Baptists and Roman Catholics, Luther called them two wolves tied at the tail. It's the same theology, just that one has a set of vestments on and the other ones don't. But it's very much the same, very much the same theology. The thing you want to impress on someone, it seems to me, who is caught in that crisis, is precisely what you said, and that is to ask, what kind of God do we have, as the scriptures show us? What kind of God do we have? Here you can talk, for example, it's a little sketchy to do this, but I think you know what I mean. You can talk about the character of Jesus. If Jesus is doing God to us, as Gerhard Fritte used to say, doing God to us, what kind of God do we see there? Is this the kind of God that is going to err on the side of his judgment or on his mercy? And I would argue he's going to err on the side of his mercy. Another way to go about this, although this young person had died, so there was nothing left to do there except to pray that God would be merciful, you know. Or the Bible talks about being married to unbelievers, you know, how a believing spouse can have a positive influence on an unbelieving spouse. So maybe you can say, well, a believing parent can perhaps have some influence with God. Don't be afraid to make a prayer to God for mercy. We don't pray for the dead. Now, we don't make a habit of doing that. But at the same time, if I'm in grief and sorrow over the death of a child and wasn't baptized, I'm certainly going to pray to the Lord that, you know, although we never got this child to the font, you know, he was our child. He belonged to us. We belong to you. So there's, you know, do something. Do something for us. I would pray that prayer without hesitating. But then if we are concerned about people who aren't baptized, and I love telling this story because this was years ago, and you may have been there. It was a pastor's conference up at one of those Bible camps up there in the mountains here, and George Farrell was there. Great Lutheran scholar from Austria originally, and taught in Iowa for many years. I think he's dead now. And he was speaking, and during a Q&A, one of the pastor from Long Beach someplace asked, well, I've got these people coming to my church, and they're receiving communion, but they're not baptized, and they feel left out because they're not baptized. And what do I do about that? And George Farrell looked like, you know, he looked at this pastor and said, baptize them! Where's the problem here? Well, because, you know, you don't want to be exclusive. He's a little left-leaning, you know, we don't want to make requirement. People feel like they're not part of, but they weren't, and so he said, well, for heaven's sake, baptize them. So if you're concerned about somebody who's not baptized, baptize them. Or encourage them to be baptized. And then we can help them understand what it means. You know, it doesn't say anywhere in the New Testament to become a Christian, you've got to make a free will decision to accept Christ. But what it does say is, be baptized. That's another thing you can talk about with people who make these arguments about accepting Christ as your Savior, which is fine. I mean, you know, it's not bad language. But you can say, well, it's fine language, but it's not biblical. When the Bible talks about bringing people to Christ, introducing them to Christ, it talks about baptizing them. And then teaching them what that means. Go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing, and then teaching them. That's the formula. That's the order. And then they say, well, but the Bible says believe and be baptized, you know. Yeah. And see, if you put belief first, then where do you come down? See, free will. And when you put baptism first, God's will. Grace comes first. It isn't that the church doesn't have conflict over this, but for me, it does not make sense. The scriptures don't make sense, really, if you put faith before grace. It just doesn't work for me. If you put grace before faith, then everything seems to be good news. It falls into place. And that's, I think, what we need to focus on. Okay, well, so much for today. Thank you for your time. Next time we may even get to John next week. Who knows? John 6. John 6.